With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A procedural vote on moving several bills fails when 9 Republicans vote to defy House Speaker Mike Johnson on a bill that would let new parents vote remotely. Speaker Mike Johnson tells reporters he cannot allow that proposal to move forward.
Well, it's a very disappointing result on the floor there. A handful of Republicans joined with all the Democrats to take down a rule that's rarely done. It's very unfortunate in this case. 96% of House Republicans voted against proxy voting because they believe it's unconstitutional and they agree that it would open a Pandora's box.
Republicans Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine win special elections in 2 Florida congressional districts. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's photo ID requirement for voting will be elevated from state law to constitutional amendment under a proposal approved by voters. Liberal Susan Crawford is the winner of the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford defeated former Republican Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. It's the most expensive state Supreme Court race in history, with both sides spending over $100 million. Also at SRNNews.com, a truck hits multiple pedestrians on a busy Boston street.
A box truck crashed into a building in Boston's Chinatown neighborhood, knocking down poles and hitting several pedestrians Tuesday afternoon. The incident initially raised fears of terrorism, but authorities say it appears to have been an accident. 4 people were hospitalized, including the driver, who the Boston Fire Department said had to be extracted from the vehicle. 2 other pedestrians declined medical treatment. Suffolk County District Attorney Kevin Hayden noted that it could have been much worse considering the busy location. Images from the scene show the bright yellow and white Penske truck flipped on its side and wedged between a pole and the building, surrounded by firefighters and police. Audio courtesy WCVB and Zoe Hare Studio TMX. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. A new poll tracks religious switching around the world.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British lawmakers are considering a measure that would limit pro-Hamas protest outside of Jewish places of worship, schools, and other institutions. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says the legislation is designed to protect and assure England's Jewish community, which has felt and battled since the Hamas terror attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. Cooper adds, quote, "The right to protest must not undermine a person's right to worship," end quote. This is SRN News. Israel's military says it struck a building in Beirut's southern suburbs, killing at least 3. Israeli military said it targeted a member of the Hezbollah terror group. At a news conference, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says the member of the group that the Israeli military targeted was a danger to Israelis.
The terrorist posed a real and immediate threat, what we called a ticking bomb. Therefore, we had to eliminate the threat. Israel will continue to remove any threat to our citizens.
A federal judge is refusing the Trump administration's request to transfer Mahmoud Khalil's immigration case to Louisiana. Khalil, a Columbia University grad student, was arrested last month for his pro-Hamas protest on campus. He was moved to a detention center in Louisiana, and the Trump administration has been trying to revoke his green card and deport him from the country. More details at SRNNews.com.